You're tuned to Springbok Radio. We are broadcasting on FM, medium wave, and shortwave transmitters at present operating in the 90 and 120 meter bands. Here's a time check before our next program. At the next click of the gong, it will be 9 o'clock. For real refreshment value, always buy pure Ceylon tea.
Shell, theater of the air.
Shell South Africa and Shell dealers throughout the Republic take pleasure in presenting Michael Noonan's highly impressionistic radio play, A Voice in the City. It's been adapted and produced by Michael Silver for Shell.
Listen to the sound of Le Mans. The drama of the Daytona 24 Hour. The Brands Hatch 500 Mile. The Monaco Grand Prix. These are some of the great motor races of the world.
Here on these engine-punishing endurance tracks, here, a motor oil must give the ultimate in lubrication. And that's why so many world champion drivers like Graham Hill and Dennis Hulme rely on Shell motor oil.
From the knowledge, from the experience gained on the great racetracks of the world, Shell has developed a motor oil for you, the motorist. An oil to give you the best in engine protection. Shell Super Motor Oil.
Most world championship races are won on Shell.
Reason enough for using Shell Super Motor Oil in your car?
And now, Michael Noonan's A Voice in the City.
Heavens, that rocket's finished for a while. The trouble is, your nerves seem to take over where the compressed air leaves off. You know, I've nightmares about pneumatic drills. I dream my head's going to burst, and in the morning when I wake up with a pounding headache, I swear I'll turn the job in. But I'm always at the starting post with the gang at 7:30, shoveling away while the white-collar workers are soaping themselves under the showers.
Alone with you. It's lunchtime.
All right, Robin. I'm going to be testing a fresh drill.
Well, leave the test until after.
Spike's new on the jackhammer, but he won't last long. They never last long. A lot take it on because it's better money than the spade or the pick, but it beats them all in the end. Look what it did to Mac. I'm going back to the days when jobs were scarce. Any job. Mac was strong like a bull, and the jackhammer was as light as a cricket bat in his hands. He was a strange bloke. Kept to himself, you know. That's why he was a whole year in the gang before we really got talking. It happened one day when we were on a city job. We were sitting on a city footpath, leaning against a granite foundation stone, warm from the morning sun. Talk about bedlam.
You can even feel it throbbing up through the foot part.
Oh, but that's rich coming from you. You spend all day on the end of a jackhammer, and you complain about a bit of traffic.
I've got nothing against a jackhammer. It earns me good money. I can't say I owe anything to that traffic.
Well, who owes anything to a string of cars and buses? They're barring traffic cops and undertakers.
It keeps a lot of doctors busy.
Yeah, I guess there's always someone getting skittled. You don't like traffic, do you, Mac?
Not much.
You know, a fella down our street really hates it, but he's got reason. Seems like his kid was playing and got clean bowled by a truck. He's pretty sore. You know what I mean?
I reckon I do. My wife's like that.
Oh, someone she knew get hurt.
She got hurt herself.
Boy, I'm sorry. I never knew that.
It was on just like that. Just like that.
We were crossing the road to the dress shop on the other side. The traffic was thick. Just like it is here. He started to toot his blasted horn. She got such a fright, she walked slap bang into a car coming in the opposite direction.
Why the heck doesn't he give it a rest?
Steady, Max, steady. He's caught up behind a 3-ton truck.
But that's horn.
I always get fighting mad when I hear a horn like that. I want to tear them out by the roots and smash them.
Oh, they're all part of what they call the voice of the city.
The voice of the city.
Sure, people get homesick for noises like that. When they get back from wherever they've been, they just stand on street corners and lap it up. The buses and the taxis and the headlights and sizzling electric signs.
They must be nuts.
That's what I say. The voice of the city and me don't talk the same language. I like the grassy patch at the back on Sunday with the hose running.
Maybe you like the country.
Ah, now you're talking. If ever I back a winner in the lottery, that's where I'll be heading.
The country's got a voice, you know, Brogan.
Cows and things.
Well, cows are a part of it. I'm thinking of the birds in the morning. And late in the afternoon, trees in the wind, rustling leaves, and all the squeaking and whispering. That's what I mean.
You're a strange guy, Mac.
Ah, forget it. I guess I've been reading too much poetry.
No, I didn't mean it like that. It just sounds kind of strange coming from one of us. I don't know much about you, Mac. You always beat it straight home when we go for our beer session.
Oh, I've got better things to do with my dough.
Well, maybe you have. but what's better than beer when you've got a mouthful of dust?
Oh, huh? I'm not saying anything against a beer when you knock off. But I'm going to build a house in the country.
A house in the country? Build it? Oh, I'm flat out paying rent for a place with a front on the footpath.
I've got the land. All I need now is another 300 for the house.
How'd you get the rest? Win it. Have it left to you.
The wife's got no legs. After the smash, she got some compensation. But not enough. I've got to save the rest.
Out of what you get on the jackhammer?
Yeah.
And where's the land?
Oh, about 20 miles out of town. It's high up, part of an old pear orchard. We go up every Sunday.
Your wife, too?
Yeah, Dot's in the wheelchair. It's not far from the station, and there's a good track. Here, maybe you'd like to come up with us someday. Some weekday when we're on a night shift.
Well, thanks. I'd like to.
Make it soon, Brogan, or you'll miss the blossom. After a week on the jackhammer, the country sounds up there are almost worth all the hours of bedlam let loose. You've never seen grass as thick and green, or breathed air as clean. You can't go far without it in a creek. Oh, it's right away from everything.
You've got me in already.
Ah, that's not nearly all. The trees are full of birds. And that voice of the country we were talking about, you can almost hear it.
Don't worry, Mac. I think I can. I'd love to go with you.
Well, Brogan, here we are. This is where it's going up. To think we're only 20 miles from the city. This is where it's going, right on this spot.
Right here, eh? With a view on every side. It's everything you told me, and more.
On a clear day, you can see nearly 30 miles. What a shame it's overcast. They look like thunderclouds.
Yeah, we're in for a storm, all right.
Yes, but still, we mustn't complain. I understand that the farms want rain. We're surrounded by farms, even though we do seem to be right out on our own. There goes our only contact with the outside world.
What's that?
The train, dear.
Oh, yes, I can see the smoke. Let's hope it won't be long before we've got smoke wreathing out of the chimney in our own house. Come down and I'll show you the creek, Brogan.
Mac, he's puffed out after that climb. How about some tea first?
Sure. I'll go down to the creek and get some water. You stay here with Dot, Brogan. And keep your ears open.
What a spot. Do you come up here every Sunday as well?
Oh, yes. Nothing stops, Mac. And the wheels of my chair get stuck in the mud, but... Oh, but he's so strong.
He's the strongest man in the gang.
It's the hot, stuffy days he doesn't like. His head starts to throb. Reminds him of the drill.
He's been working on jackhammers a long time.
I know. It worries me. I wish he'd take a spell on some lighter work.
He should. Why don't you try and talk him into it?
Oh, what's the use? He always points out that the drill means better pay. Better pay means our little house out here in the country.
And what good will that be if he loses his health?
Well, once Mac makes up his mind, that's the end.
Over a year, eh?
Yeah. Oh, listen to that thunder. I wish he'd hurry.
I think I'll go and get him.
Mac. Oh, you came down after all. Hey, look, Brogan. Look at these funny crab-like things in the creek.
Look, we haven't got time to waste here. There's a granddaddy of a storm coming up.
Those clouds getting worse, eh?
Well, haven't you heard the thunder?
No, I haven't heard any thunder.
Then it's time you gave up the jackhammer.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. You've been with road gangs long enough to know the symptoms. Work on the jackhammer long enough, and you stand a good chance of ending up stone deaf.
Listen to the sound of Le Mans. A drama of the Daytona 24 Hour. The Brands Hatch 500 Mile. The Monaco Grand Prix. These are some of the great motor races of the world.
Here on these engine-punishing endurance tracks. Here, a motor oil must give the ultimate in lubrication, and that's why so many world champion drivers like Graham Hill and Dennis Hulme rely on Shell motor oil.
From the knowledge, from the experience gained on the great racetracks of the world, Shell has developed a motor oil for you, the motorist. An oil to give you the best in engine protection. Shell Super Motor Oil.
Most world championship races are won on Shell.
Reason enough for using Shell Super Motor Oil in your car?
That's a fact about a man going deaf working a jackhammer. If he doesn't go crazy first. Mac knew it, but he wouldn't talk. I didn't get a chance on the way to town because Dot was with us. He tried to avoid me when we started work that night, but I was determined to have it out. You know what I want. It's no use trying to dodge it. If you keep up with the jackhammer, you'll be as deaf as a doorpost.
Maybe that'll be a good thing. Maybe I won't have to worry about the din this blaster thing kicks up.
You'll hear it through your bones, and you'll feel it wrenching your arms out of the sockets. You can't beat it.
I can try.
Stop it! Leave the thing alone.
I've got work to do, Brogan.
Forget about the work. What about the voice of the country, Mac? What about the birds and the creeks and the trees and the rustling? What about all that?
Well, what? If I give up the jackhammer, I'll never have that house.
The way I see it, you've got to make a choice. Your house... Are you hearing?
Maybe the jackhammer is not the cause.
Don't give that to me. You know it's as good a way as any to end up in permanent silence. Look, if you don't believe me, see a doctor.
If you must know, I have seen a doctor.
And what did the quack say?
What do you think?
He said it was the jackhammer.
Sure he did. But I'm staying on. I can't give up.
Why not? You can get some spade work. You can still save a few quid.
Not enough. It's not me. It's Dot.
But Dot would understand. She'd be the first.
Of course she would. She's too understanding. She's been living in that pokey room of ours for years, dreaming about the house. I can't keep her there forever. Anyway, the doctors reckon I've got to get her out of it. There's only one way.
The jackhammer.
Yeah, the jackhammer. Only for another couple of years.
Only for another couple of years. That's torture and prison sentence all in one.
I reckon I know what I'm doing.
A couple of years.
You, Brogan.
Hello, Dot.
Are you working night shift?
No, I took the day off. I want to see you.
Well, come inside.
I've got to talk to you about Mac. He can hardly hear a word anyone says on the job.
I know. I've got to shout everything at him. He won't do anything about it. What do you think I should do?
How's the house going, Dot?
It'll be finished inside 2 months.
And what happens then? You going out there to live? Is Mac going to look for a job on one of the farms?
No.
Then it is true. He does intend to stay on with the gang.
Yes. The building costs were higher than we expected. After we've put in stoves and things, we won't have anything for furniture. Mac says another year won't matter.
Of course it matters. It's been 2 years too long already. Isn't this your own furniture in this room?
Yes, but it's old. Mac wants new stuff. Nothing expensive.
But at a pinch, it'd do for the new house.
Oh, of course. But he's determined to have new furniture right through. He says he'll be able to save enough if he works another year on the jackhammer.
Well, Dot, you might as well know if you don't already suspect it. If Mac keeps on with the jackhammer, he'll be stone dead.
I've known all along it was the drill, but what could I do?
Well, you'll have to do something now. He's already lost the thing he dreamed about, the sounds of the country. If he keeps on much longer, he won't hear a single word, you see.
What can I do?
I don't know. I'm willing to help all I can, but I don't know.
Brogan, I've never let him know I suspected the jackhammer was the cause of everything.
Well, why don't you tell him?
Unless you're around to back me up, Matt will just ignore me. You boys switch to night shift next week?
Yes.
We'll be going out to see them working on the house. Why don't you come with us?
I will, Dot, I will.
You can say you're coming up just to see how the house is progressing. See, Brogan, it's really starting to take shape.
That it is. I'll have to give you a hand when you move in.
What's that?
I said I'll have to give you a hand when you shift.
Oh, thanks, Brogan. But that won't be all for a while yet.
How long?
How long? Well, the house won't be ready for another 6 weeks.
Are you coming out here then?
Yes.
Mac, in 6 weeks?
I was keeping it as a surprise, Dot.
But, Mac, I'm
giving up the jackhammer.
Mr. McDonald?
Mac, the builder wants to see you.
Huh? Right. I won't be long.
Brogan, did you say anything to him?
No, I thought it must have been you.
Well, I haven't mentioned it.
Why has he changed his mind so suddenly? Without any persuasion.
I don't know. Strange things have been happening lately. He's had letters. Official-looking letters that he told me nothing about. Look, there's another of those surveyors.
Yeah.
I've noticed a lot of workmen out this way this morning.
I see. It's the same fella we met here a couple of years. Good day, mate.
Good afternoon.
Weren't you up here one stormy afternoon about 2 years back?
Yes, I was. I vaguely remember bumping into you.
That's right. You're still working out this way?
Yes, and really working this time. It's a major project.
You don't say.
Haven't you heard? We're putting a new branch railway line through.
Is that a fact?
It sweeps away from the station and passes about 200 yards from here. We're starting on the cutting today. It's solid rock.
Solid rock?
Yes. It was the only place we could come through.
Will there be much noise?
Noise? Well, what do you think? I'll see you some more, perhaps.
Well, that's just lovely.
Brogan, what sort of noise will there be?
What sort? Only blasting and drilling, that's all.
Oh, no.
You might as well face up to facts. After the job's done, you'll have trains thundering past all day and night.
Oh, but not here. Not after all the years, Mac.
Steady, Dot. Here he comes.
Oh, but Brogan.
Steady.
The foreman said he might have it finished in 4 weeks, not six. We'll have to start looking for new furniture, Dot. New furniture.
Yes, Mac.
I said I wouldn't move in until we had new furniture, didn't I, Dot?
Yes, Mac. But what are we going to do for money? Money?
Well, I didn't tell you anything about it, but my hearing isn't the best. I came in for some compensation. It'll be enough to get a start out here, away from everything. What's up, Dot?
Can't you hear it, Mac?
Hear what?
Can't you hear anything?
Well, it's funny you should say it. I think I can. At first, it was a bit queer. But now I'm getting used to it. I can hear all the bird noises and the rustling, like I used to hear when we first came out and fell in love with this piece of land. It happens every time I come out here.
But can't you hear anything else, dear?
No.
Nothing at all?
Well, not exactly nothing. I can hear you, Dot. Still on the gang, doing spade work, while Mac's not worried by jackhammers, or even express trains that set the hillside trembling in the night. He's got the pear blossom in the spring, and in his silence, he can hear all the voices of the country, the creeks, and the birds, and the trees.
Brandon!
All right! Maybe Mac beat the jackhammer after all.
Companies have been searching for an answer to oil fatigue. Shell found it. New Shell Super, the oil that stays as good as new from one oil change to the next. New Shell Super, today's best motor oil. For new ideas in action, you can be sure of Shell.
In the cast, you heard Tony Jay as Brogan, John McKelvey as Mac, Marjorie Gordon as Dot, and Bill Smale as the Surveyor. The play was adapted and produced by Michael Silver for Shell.